Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
Our family, if we're not mindful, can look like death to the world. And our lives, just by being captured by His love, smell good to the world. They look like life to the world. And so it's been kind of a statement of faith for me on some days. And on other days, it's been so real that I just know that this is my word. But then on other days, I have to just believe it and trust it and know that God is doing something through our battle.
Wow. And Bo, you wrote in the book, and I might get the number wrong, but you said something like, I've had something like 45 great Christmases, but then one year things changed. And for those who haven't heard our previous interviews, Bo, would you mind taking us to that particular year when things changed for you?
Yeah, my husband had been fighting some symptoms and trying to figure out what was going on, and it took 5 months to land on a diagnosis of ALS, or Lou Gehrig's disease, which the world is, I think, a little more woken up to now since the Ice Bucket Challenge this summer. He was diagnosed in February, so we went through spring and summer, and we did some traveling, which was lovely, and did some kind of dream trips with our kids, and we were able to sort of outrun some of the sorrow of it. But when the holidays came, I found myself facing what had always been such a wonderful time for me and feeling like I was on the other side of it. It was like I could look through the window at the happy celebrations, but I felt like I didn't belong there. And I had to just do some business with God on it and just say, I don't know where I fit in this story anymore.
And you said you had three options: to ignore it, fake it, and rescue it. And I would imagine those walking through the valley of the shadow, ignoring and faking either seems impossible or just, you know, not worth it. So talk about how you decided to rescue it.
Well, for me, ignoring it is absolutely what I would have chosen. I would have left everything in the boxes. I wouldn't have tried to do Christmas, but I had young kids still at the time and a husband who's counting his remaining Christmases pretty carefully. We couldn't afford to just throw one out because I couldn't handle it emotionally. So that wasn't an option. Faking it has really never been an option for me. I'm terrible at it. And so I decided that I would lean into the Christmas story, and I took a couple of weeks, actually, and just read the Christmas story in every gospel, in every version, going back to Isaiah, when Isaiah prophesied Jesus, to find out, really, what am I missing here about Christmas? I feel like I don't belong maybe in the American trappings of Christmas, but I know I belong in the Christmas story, and I can see where Jesus came to those in exactly my situation, people who were sitting in darkness and didn't know how they would lift their head off the pillow that day. That's the ones He came for, and it helped me to kind of find my place in the story.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.